So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Score! This hour is sponsored by almostfreeteeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Bears are out of hibernation and are now in the hunt. How do the Bears size up against the rest of the teams in the league?
We might have been waiting on the wrong team to take off. Maybe it's the Chicago Bears that we need to put that conversation of a team that's ready to make a run.
We break it all down on In the Hunt with Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Score.
That was intense as hell. Tyler.
They are out of hibernation.
That's... Where did you find that bear sound? Is that the sound that Mark Grody, the bear glove deodorant makes every time he like takes the cap off?
It'd be,
like,
a good, it could be a good sounder for it. I just found it off YouTube.
It's almost Chewbacca-esque. You know Chewbacca from Star Wars?
Never heard of him. Or her. Is that a him or her, Chewbacca?
Chewbacca? I think it's a he.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
But there's no way to know, right?
I mean, there might be a way. I don't know that.
Oh, no, they refer to him as he. You're right. They refer to him like Chewbacca, he. That's his pronoun.
You know, this is important playoff talk to find out what Chewbacca, what's going on with the biology of Wookiees. We are in the hunt. Whether or not you like it, it is time to talk about playoff football. Realistically, like you might be facing one of these teams. And you also need to examine the other teams in the NFC who are threatening you for playoff status and perhaps supremacy and, you know, just bother you. So that said, we wanted to start with the two teams in the division. That's where the just bother you comes in. So let's go in the hunt with the Green Bay Packers. You know that team, the Bears play Sunday. Matt LaFleur was asked about the challenges of facing the Bears, who might thwart their playoff hopes because they face them twice in a 3-week time.
And it's not totally unusual that a team plays somebody twice in 3 weeks. It does happen. But what are the challenges in that?
Well, you only show half your game plan. So, it's a unique deal. I don't think it's happened to us very much. So, I think there's a little bit of an unknown to that. But it is what it is. Every week's a new week in this league. And there's a lot of smart people in this league, and players and coaches, and basically all you got to do, you got to find a way to win one game, and just know that there's going to be adjustments, just like there's adjustments in game, and you got to try to stay one step ahead of the competition.
So it's interesting. Because it sounds like Matt LaFleur is dealing with this for the first time as a head coach. And he might not be 100% sure of how to handle this situation. He's going to obviously make a choice on how he wants to do it. But I think that's one of the interesting things. The subplot of this is understanding that in less than 2 weeks, when you're facing them, you're going to face them on a Saturday night here in Chicago, if you're the Packers. And again, the Packers, they need to win this game more than the Bears need to win this game. Because if the Packers were to lose this game and then have to go to Soldier Field to get a win just to get a split.
Going to playoff simulator. Doesn't look good for ye Packers now, does it?
You love the playoff simulator, don't you? Tell the truth.
I love the trade machine. I love anything where I can run a scenario. Yes. If I can have a computer do my work for me, chances are I'm into it, except for that whole AI thing because I like water and electricity. But this I'm for. So I'm going to try to figure this out.
I got you.
But it is a challenge for the Packers, I think, more so. Advantage Bears to me when it comes to the whole scenario. Packers are behind because of A, record, and then B, that tie, and then C, having to face the Bears twice in 3 weeks. You ever think about that, LaFleur? So what do you think the Bears are good at? Well, Matt LaFleur is worried about the same thing other opponents should be worried about as well.
There's a lot of things. Number one, you can tell there's certainly an emphasis around it, the way they attack the football, any ball carriers or whatnot. And I think that's a byproduct of Dennis Allen. And just going back, I mean, shoot, I can remember when he was in New Orleans, when I was in Houston back in 2008, 2009, we practiced against those guys, and you could see the emphasis placed on it in practice. And I think just, you know, we went against him a couple years ago up here. And so you can, he does such a great job getting that out of his guys. But I also think it's a credit to his players in regards to just they've got tremendous ball skills really on every level of the defense. So he does a great job. DA does a great job of putting his guys in position to make plays. And then ultimately, they're going out there and making the plays.
DA does his guys, does such a good job of getting his guys to be in position that we have breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. How good are the Bears at turning the ball over? Good enough to where Nashawn Wright is NFC Defensive Player of the Month for November. How about that? The NFL announced today that Chicago Bears defensive back Nashawn Wright has been named NFC Defensive Player of the Month. Wright becomes the first Bears defender to be named NFC Defensive Player of the Month since 2021. That was Robert Quinn. And the first to do so in their first season with Chicago since 2018. The person who did that was Khalil Mack. What company to be among? Wright led the NFL with 5 takeaways, 3 interceptions, and 2 fumble recoveries in the month of November. The most by any player in the league and the most by any NFL defender in a single November since 2015. I want to keep in mind that Nashawn told us at Football After Dark at Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday night that he wants to stay in Chicago and he's on a 1-year deal. So congratulations, Nashawn Wright, NFC Defensive Player of the Month. And what a feather in the cap for the Bears, man. That's awesome.
I think it underscores just how much of an impact this guy has held. I was watching a hilarious video last night where this guy is comparing him to Jameis Winston and his 30-touchdown, 30-interception season. Because Nashawn Wright gets burned a lot. He's gotten burned a lot. But guess what?
There's a swing and miss and a home run element there.
The number of takeaways that he has produced, the number of interceptions he has produced, has more than negated the amount of times that he's given up receptions. By one metric, he's given up the most touchdowns of any cornerback in the NFL. But you know what? He's also taken the ball away more than any cornerback in the NFL. So there's a certain level of swing and miss, as you said. And like, I like home runs. Strikeouts don't bother me as much as home runs excite me. How about that?
Opposing touchdowns aren't great. But give him credit where it's due. We know turnovers are what can change a game in your favor defensively. There's a reason why Matt Eberflus wanted to avoid them so much. And there's a reason why Allen wants to create so many of them, that's for sure.
He's given up 7 touchdowns by one metric, only 5 by another. But he's taken away the ball, I think, 8 times, if not 9. So it's on the positive. His personal plus minus is up, not down.
So congratulations to Nashawn Wright. Now back to In the Hunt as we examine the Packers and the Lions as they try to either challenge the Bears, for a playoff spot, prevent the Bears from making the playoffs. I don't think that's happening. I hate to predict that far out, but that's just how I feel. Or if the Bears win, they have a better chance of getting a better seed in the playoffs. So we continue with the thoughts from a playoff hopeful team in the Green Bay Packers and their head coach, Matt LaFleur, on the difference from this Bears team versus last year.
First thing that jumps out is offensively, they're doing a great job taking care of the football. Defensively, they're doing a great job of getting the takeaways. I think they've always done a nice job. I think Poles has done a hell of a job of collecting a bunch of talent. And, you know, it's just, I think the quarterback's playing a lot better. They're obviously, their run game is humming right now. And then defensively, they're a problem in regards to, I think they do such a good job of presenting similar looks and having different concepts off those looks. So just in terms of the offense and defense, I think they've just made a lot of progress.
I feel like he's paying proper respects because that's what you have to do in this situation. I feel like Ben Johnson kind of did the same thing at his press conference when describing the Packers and how good they are when he went by unit, secondary, linebackers, defensive line. He just kind of gave everybody their flowers. But I can't tell you how excited I am to, you know, hear the talk, but then watch the walk for both of these head coaches and everybody involved in this game.
As an opposing coach, it's a really easy move because then if you give the other team credit before you play them,
yeah,
and then you lose, and then you're like, hey, man, we knew that this is what we're the, you never look like you don't know what you're doing because you're like, I warned you about this. It's a good, like, it's like a compliment sandwich, but it helps you the entire time because you're the negative thing with the loss.
I think the advantage both of these coaches heading into this game have is, if their team loses, they will get a chance at redemption, and it's not going to take long.
That Saturday night game is going to be on 10.
As long as the Bears beat the Browns.
No, I think if regardless of how this
shakes
out. No, you're
right, because then it'd be desperation to get into the playoffs.
That Saturday night game is going
to
be bonkers. I am looking forward to the abject chaos.
Is there a scenario in which I'm trying to do the math?
I mean,
here
the
in my
city
head.
Chaos, like just like people, and if the
you.
Bears make the play, like the handling of it will be very entertaining.
When we talk about this, though, I'm wondering if the Bears win their next two games and somehow the Packers lose next week, could the Bears be in a position to clinch the division in that game? That's my question.
Yeah, that's. I think you got to run the scenarios through the machine.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Machine. Our segment in the hunt brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We're taking the phrase back, previously used to mock the Bears who would have a losing record and still end up on that graphic that Fox has where practically every team in the NFC is in it. Not anymore. The first seed in the NFC.
I like when they're in that far right column, like it's way over here, but they're still in the hunt, but they're all the way to the right
Bears,
and at the bottom.
3-8 in the hunt. Yeah, I'm like, what?
Come
what
on.
Is this, Fox?
Come on.
I know what you're doing.
Last week during Monday Night Football, I think you were out when I said this, Layla, on the ESPN Monday Night Football broadcast, they had a graphic where it was like, you know, it was the Thanksgiving week. The Bears were at the adults' table. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. The In the Hunt teams were at the kids' table, and the Bears were one of the division leaders at the adults' table.
I'm still at the kids' table in my family.
Mm. Interesting.
My name is George. I'm unemployed. I live with my parents.
They graduated from Apple Juice.
We're doing a Seinfeld reference day today. That's what's happening. We continue in the hunt with the team that is playing the Dallas Cowboys tonight, the Detroit Lions.
Tonight?
Oh, you really think your defense has improved, Dallas? I'm shimmying with my shoulders when I say that. You can see it on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Oh, you really think you're that much better, Cowboys, with Quinton Williams and whatnot? You think you're better at stopping the run? Okay. Go stop Jahmyr Gibbs right now. See how that works for you. Do you think that's going to happen?
Who do you think's going to? I was like, I don't know who's going to win tonight.
You
I don't
think
have
that's a, cool.
I feel like this has got shootout written all over, and I like a little Thursday night action.
Yeah, some Thursday night action can be heard right here on the Score. The Lions take on those Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. Westwood One's pregame coverage begins at 6:30 right here on this very station or on the Odyssey app.
Did you hear me say points in Spanish? I really did. Trying to like absorb some info.
I love it.
Right?
You know I love it, Layla.
I think it's just got to be done. So for the Lions, this game absolutely matters too. And Dan Campbell was asked this question. Tyler Buterbaugh wrote the intro. I'm going to do the honors here. Dan Campbell was asked if the sky is falling for his team, and talks about we have plenty of talent all over.
You know, over the last week, to a lot of people outside, it seems like the sky's falling. You know, the Thanksgiving loss and Ragnow and Kirby and Terrion on IR. Now, do you ever feel that way? And I guess regardless of if you do or don't, like, how do you, you know, manage to put it in perspective after everything?
I don't think in those terms. I can't. I'm just, that's not how I think. The guys that we have here are here for a reason. We got plenty of talent. We got plenty of good dudes that are made the right way. The coaches are good. And it's really about playing winning football, you know, and it's going to take all three phases. And it takes every guy that we have doing their job. The margin for error is small, but it's doable. We can do it. But we got to eliminate the things that keep us from winning before we can actually win the game. You know, before you start battling against the opponent, you got to quit battling against yourself.
The Lions are 7-5, and I think he's got a point about that whole self battle, like Dan Campbell who has to punt versus Dan Campbell who wants to go for it on fourth down.
Or just kick the freaking field goal, Dan Campbell. Those add up too.
Oh yeah, that's a third Dan Campbell that he battles.
Yeah, there's a lot of fourth down Dan Campbell introspection going on, I think.
Base Dan Campbell is go for it on fourth down. The Dan Campbell that he battles is practical Dan, who wants to kick a field goal and or punt.
I'll say this. Understand this. The Lions, as it stands today, they're sitting in the 8th spot. That's outside of the playoffs. If they lose tonight to the Cowboys, Dallas passes them and knocks them down a further peg. Who would have thought
Dallas would be in the playoff hunt?
Like, the way the season started, after you saw the Bears play the Lions, and you saw the Bears play the Cowboys. If I told you, by the way, when these two teams play later on in the season, the Cowboys will be able to pass the Lions with a win. That's crazy talk, but here we are.
Yeah, well, you know, if they had had Micah Parsons the entire time, they probably wouldn't be in this mess. Now, would they?
That's a good point.
We didn't get to all our Lions stuff because of Nashawn Wright. I like it. I like that Nashawn Wright intercepted Lions talk. So, congratulations, Nashawn Wright, the NFC Defensive Player of the Month for November. We will do more in the hunt stuff in the coming days here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, and we're happy we get to do it. And as we mentioned, yeah, you can hear that Lions and Cowboys game on Thursday Night Football thanks to Westwood One. That happens tonight at 6:30 on 670 The Score and the free Odyssey app. Coming up next, Paul Charchian, our fantasy football expert, gets us ready for the weekend in fantasy football. A lot going on. Marshall, I know you've got a lot of questions, as usual, about your team. So we'll do it all next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
We're going to talk a little more fantasy football.
We love talking fantasy football with our expert, longtime guest, Paul Charchian. He is at Paul Charchian on Twitter, C-H-A-R-C-H-I-A-N. He's also joining us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Charch, good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm impressed you can spell my name right after after all this time. I thought maybe it was still kind of a little nebulous for you. And by the way, nice of you to show up to work this week. I think that's very gallant of you. You know, last week, nowhere to be found.
I was here. Nice to you showed up. Just also, like, you usually here on Thursdays, Charch, and Thursday was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Charch.
Some of us made it a point to be here on Wednesday. Marshall was here. Just saying.
Marshall also worked because he had to call the high school football state championship games. Yeah, you are correct.
I do a lot of different things around
my
here,
family
Charch.
Does not live in town, so I have to fly to see them when I get to see them.
And I didn't
not
get
very
to see
often.
My family. So, yeah, Charch, I hear you, but nah, not to that. Charch, not to that, like, not to the Minnesota Vikings. And let's start it off right away. Oh. Justin Jefferson.
You had to.
Do I need to leave him on my bench where he was last week?
Okay, well, okay, first of all,
oh,
let me highlight just how dire things are in Minnesota right now. This is a team, and we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but just as a reminder, at this time last year, Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones were on roster. In the offseason, Aaron Rodgers wanted to come here. Nope, Vikings took the fourth path and went with J.J. McCarthy. Now, the last two games, J.J. McCarthy played a terrible game 2 weeks ago, and then last week they put in Max Brosmer. Both of them had a worse passer rating than spiking the ball on every play.
I saw that.
That's
in
bad.
Consecutive games. That's incredibly hard to do. But that's the state of the Vikings right now. So with this relative to Justin Jefferson, the season is effectively over for the Vikings. They pretty much know what they've got in J.J. McCarthy, but they're going to play out the string for as long as he's healthy. Who knows if he can put together, you know, more than a handful of healthy games. But now moving up the priority list for the organization is mollifying Justin Jefferson, because right as it stands right now, Jefferson is pissed. And whether or not he wants to remain a Viking, here he is right in the heart of his career. He's 26 years old. He's in his prime. This is an organization that has already traded away Randy Moss in his prime, Stephon Diggs in his prime.
Yikes.
This fan base does not want to lose Justin Jefferson, and he might not want to play here. I think the priority going forward is less about finding out what you got in J.J. McCarthy, because I think they know. It's about keeping Justin Jefferson on the Minnesota Vikings. That means pelting him with targets.
Okay.
You know, if every wide receiver wants the ball in his hands, and I think the Vikings have to do it. By the way, they're playing the Commanders. They're missing two of their starting cornerbacks. Amos and Lattimore are both out. So this feels like a game where, in as much as any quarterback can get the ball and actually get it like a catchable pass to Justin Jefferson, I think it's got to happen in this game.
We were just talking about the visuals of Justin Jefferson on the bench during the Bears game. And, you know, happy for the Bears, obviously. But as a football fan, it does pain me to see that talent just not utilized. Good, though, that it's a Bears opponent.
Well, sure. I'm sure that there are many of your listeners that are enjoying that this is happening to Minnesota, and it's entirely brought on by themselves. I mean, they're the ones that chose to put everything in on JJ McCarthy. This is entirely on them. And also, to go back to a conversation that the three of us had several months ago, our GM is just, it's over. It's so over for our GM. And you know, we like him as a person, but the drafting has been terrible, and this is going to be the final nail in the coffin, I believe. And Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is going to end up I think 90% chance that he does not end up surviving this offseason.
Wow, wild! And he was really highly thought of, you know, when he got to the Vikings. So that says a lot. Getting back to some of the questions on people's minds, we just talked about this, Charge. I think this Cowboys and Lions game might be a fantasy football bonanza. Like, we were just talking about all the points that might get scored in this game. There are some fireworks that probably happen. I was talking about the run defense for Dallas. You know, it's improved with Quinnen Williams. But what do you think about the Lions' run game, specifically David Montgomery in this game?
Well, it's turned into, and you just highlighted this, it's turned into a really good Dallas run defense, which is kind of shocking right now. And, you know, you always have to start Jahmyr Gibbs. So, you know, I don't think it makes a lot of sense to spend a lot of time talking about Gibbs because he's so good. You kind of have to start him, although he does have some dud games. But the guy that's always the week-to-week concern is David Montgomery. You know, you start him when he's got good opponents, or you start him when he's got bad defenses coming, and you rest him when he doesn't. It's been an incredible turnaround for the Cowboys. Second best fantasy run defense over the past 5 weeks, Dallas Cowboys. Who would have guessed? And that's the Quinnen Williams acquisition. They haven't given up a rushing touchdown in a month. And even the starting running backs are struggling against Dallas. Number two runners are doing nothing. They're averaging 14 yards against Dallas since the Quinnen Williams trade. So, you know, I'm nervous about Jahmyr Gibbs, but you got to start him. Not so much David Montgomery. I just think, you know, you got to pick your spots, and this just isn't one of them with this new look, much improved Dallas run defense.
We are joined by Paul Charchin. He is a fantasy football expert here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. We will hear from Mark Grody coming up in the 1 o'clock hour at 1:25. Let's get back to this peak time down the stretch. People are just trying to make the fantasy playoffs. Can you tell me whether or not people should be sabotage dropping Lamar Jackson and explain that term for people who may not be familiar with it?
Yeah, every now and again, we do talk about the sabotage drop. And this is where, this is the most badass fantasy maneuver there is. It takes major stones, of which most of your listeners cannot even consider. But the sabotage drop is when you take a brand name player off your roster and you just drop him outright. And ultimately, the idea is you'll send shockwaves through the league if you drop Lamar Jackson, in our case, and ultimately that move will hurt whoever picks up that player. Now, for Jackson, you'd have been better off dropping him at one of two times, when he first injured his hamstring back in week 5, or when he came back and he was clearly not himself. Lamar Jackson has one touchdown in the last 4 games. That's ground and air. One touchdown. He is the lowest scoring quarterback in the league in the last month. Tyler Shuck has scored more points than Lamar Jackson. He's averaging 192 passing yards. He's averaging 21 rushing yards. Now he's playing on knee, ankle, toe, and the original hamstring injury. Those are all factors for him, and he's just not right. You know, here's the complication of what you need to look for if you're considering.
That's practically the whole leg. Like, that's a leg.
That is the whole leg. Yes. Just saw that thing off. Go Ronnie Lott on that leg and let him keep playing.
Yeah, that's it for me. Like, he used to be Mr. Fantasy Football when it came to who you could trust. So this is a wild concept for me, Church. Like, we were talking about the idea of the sabotage drop. How often have you seen that in your leagues happen successfully?
It's picked up steam in the last few years. I successfully sabotage dropped this same Lamar Jackson like 4 years ago at this time of year. And then it turned out that he was in a bad run. At the time, he didn't have 4 different injuries like he's got right now. Now, what complicates the sabotage drop is this. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati are the next two opponents. These are pretty bad defenses. He should be able to get something done, but Cincinnati just played and didn't do anything against. If you're not going to start Lamar Jackson, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, do the sabotage drop. Let somebody else roll the dice on the poorest performing fantasy quarterback in the league over the last month of play.
Looking at Indianapolis, the Colts have come back to earth as I predicted they would. Daniel Jones, though, might have a new go-to pass catcher in Alec Pierce. Is that the case from where you see it? Is he a number one receiver now?
This has turned into a great little side story. And, you know, while the Colts have turned out to be not quite as good as they looked at the beginning of the year, Alec Pierce has been sensational. Now, you'll remember they traded Adonai Mitchell. He felt like a throw-in in that Sauce Gardner trade. But taking Mitchell off the field has now given Pierce more routes, more snaps, and he's become a legitimate fantasy factor. And the thing is, he's good. You know, you watch Alec Pierce, he gets separation downfield. They're willing to throw to him downfield. And he now leads, over the last month, he leads Colts receivers in snaps, routes, fantasy points scored. Alec Pierce is a good player. And here's what I want to highlight for you. This week is win and you're in week for fantasy football teams because the playoffs start in most leagues next week. They're playing the Jaguars. This is a wheels up game for Alec Pierce. They play the Jaguars again. Fantasy championship week, week 17. So you get Jaguars this week to power you into the playoffs, and potentially Alec Pierce helps you win a championship against these same Jaguars week 17.
Paul Charchian is our fantasy expert joining us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Charch, I'm kind of scared to your answer, but I have to ask. So who do you see going off from a fantasy football standpoint in this Packers and Bears matchup?
Well, I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. Just critical to your secondary is, you know, now getting Jalen Johnson back, getting Kyler Gordon back is just huge. Your run defense has been good all year, and it continues to play at a very high level. And if your secondary comes around, I think this becomes the basis for which you start talking about the Bears as a Super Bowl team.
Wow.
If your team can play, get that secondary now healthy, can play at the level that we're used to seeing Kyler Gordon play, Jalen Johnson play. Well, okay, then where's really the weakness in the Bears defense? This has been a very scattershot Packers offense that has only been fantasy playable against pretty bad teams like last week against the Lions secondary. And so I don't see a ton of points coming. I love your running game. Obviously, what you've been able to establish through the run is unbelievable. Your pass blocking and run blocking has been fantastic. But this is a phenomenal Packers defense that has really no weaknesses either. So, you know, I feel like this thing ends up like 14-10. And I don't see a ton of fantasy factors coming out of this game. Do you see it? You know, obviously you follow your team extremely closely. Do you see it materially different than that?
No, well, that's why I was asking. I just didn't know if anybody would be a standout. I think the secondary for the Bears, Jordan Love throws that hop throw off his back foot. And I just have a feeling with the ball hawk secondary, something good might happen there, but that's not a fantasy football thing. That's just a football matchup thing.
Yeah, and Charge, my thing is this. I have, as you know, Caleb Williams. He will not be playing. I will be deciding between Matthew Stafford and Joe Burrow this week. And
whoa,
then I have
embarrassment of riches over here.
Yeah, well, it wasn't embarrassment until just a couple of weeks ago, now that Joe Burrow's back. But more interestingly, I have DeAndre Swift. I have Kyle Manungai. I have Ashton Jeanty. It's very, what do I do here? Kareem Hunt also.
So, yeah, okay. The health status of your running backs is a significant part of this equation, right? What do we know about the availability for DeAndre Swift at this point?
He's going to
play. Do we believe he's going to play?
He's going to play. They're both going to play. I find it hard to believe that both those guys are not going to play.
I suspect that you're right. Now, obviously, they're sharing a lot of time. And to this point, you've been able to start both guys, because this team has been running the ball so well against everybody that both Swift and Manungai have been top 10 fantasy starters, you know, for the better part of the last month. Now, Jeanty is the real question mark that you're going to have to consider, because he's the only thing that works on his own team. The entire Las Vegas offense is so broken that sometimes he can overcome the fact that he's getting no help from anybody else, and other times just Geno Smith is so bad and the offensive line is so bad, there's just nowhere for him to go, for better or worse. Now, for your particular situation, I think you have to play Genty because he doesn't share the ball. He's my number 16 ranked running back this week. And just by virtue of the fact that he's going to get all the carries, they all have bad matchups. You know, you've got a tricky matchup with your Bears as well. But I think Genty's got to get in. I would go Genty and Swift and just play your starters.
Okay.
This is a tough spot. I think you lose this week.
Thanks, Charge.
Oh, man.
I'm going to lose. It's fine. I've already accepted it.
He's on a winning streak.
Yeah, but I'm going up against Bijan Robinson and Jonathan Taylor in the same week. That's not that's not a great formula.
Somebody got both?
Yes. Don't start with me. We got to go. But I appreciate you, Charge.
Charge, thanks as always.
You're the best.
We love talking to you. Paul Charchian, our fantasy football expert. You can catch him every usually Thursday, as he's mentioned at this time. Charge, thanks as always. Coming up next, it's halftime. I have quite the doozy of a story. It's pretty funny.
If it's that good, we can wait. Mine can wait. Mine will hold out for the rest of the week. You guys saw my story that I submitted via the text. It's for all the naysayers about the women who sport, if you will. So we'll hold mine tomorrow. I want to get into. I know this story, so I want to give this the full attention it deserves.
Okay, we'll do that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Next.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime. We've had quite the show today, and we're just getting started. Actually, no, we're not, because it's halftime. So at 10 a.m., we said, what if the Bears lose to the Packers on Sunday? What's your panic level going to be? It's a feeling we've had before. I just have to address it like an adult or something. At 10:25, Luke Kanellis hit us with a wild report about Giannis Antetokounmpo's apparent interest in coming to the Bulls. Please hang out with us. I think it would be fun. Kyle Tucker visited the Blue Jays And we asked the question why the Cubs don't want to defer money, because apparently that was the difference in the Dylan Cease contract. Boo. Paul Charchian was our fantasy football expert at 11:25, asking and answering questions for us. And we did our segment In the Hunt. Bears potential playoff opponents or potential co-playoff seeds or teams who the Bears have to beat in order to get to the playoffs. The magical word here is playoffs.
It's nap time.
I'm going to present to you all this headline, because once I saw it, I thought to myself, jackpot. Drunk raccoon found passed out on the bathroom of a Virginia liquor store.
You know what?
What?
I saw the picture and I was like, all right, I know what time
it is. Poor little raccoon.
He's like face down, spread eagle, next to a toilet.
In between the toilet and the trash can. I'm like, oh, we've all been there, raccoon.
I don't know that I've been there, but yes.
I don't think I have either. But I'm like, how do I describe my morning after like too many drinks? That's drunk raccoon.
You know what it is? It's like the meme. If I send you this, just understand I won't be making it today.
This poor little raccoon. I'm glad it's okay. So this raccoon did some, he really took raccooning to a new level is how I see it. Because the picture of the aisle that he ransacked is also hilarious.
Just ridiculous.
The lead is so good, too. The mass burglar broke into the closed Virginia liquor store early on Saturday and hit the bottom shelf. Can't go top shelf? You don't have enough money for that, raccoon?
Poor guy.
Where the scotch and whiskey were stored. The bandit was something of a nocturnal menace. Bottles were smashed, a ceiling tile collapsed, and alcohol pooled on the floor.
Wait a minute. See, I'm thinking maybe he came in through the ceiling and fell to the ground. Now, see, he had the top shelf right there. He had access to it.
We got a bunch of ceiling mysteries this week.
We really
continuing
do.
Continuing the theme.
Bad week for ceilings. But, yeah, so if you see the picture of the aisle, it's just all these, like, liquor bottles strewn about and broken. Like, it looks like somebody drunk had his way with the alcohol at the liquor store. And then the owner of the store was, or the officer who had to take in the raccoon, said, Samantha Martin, I personally like raccoons. They're funny little critters. He fell through one of the ceiling tiles and went on a full-blown rampage, drinking everything. Jackpot.
Come on, man.
So after a few hours of sleep and zero signs of injury, other than maybe a hangover and poor life choices, he was safely released back into the wild, hopefully having learned that breaking and entering is not the answer.
Did he learn, though? I bet he had a nice time at that liquor store.
I didn't know. I had no idea what kind of effect alcohol would have on a raccoon. You know, like, for example, dogs can't have chocolate, and I believe grapes are bad for dogs. Point being, like, you can't always give animals the same things that we consume.
Wait, what happens if you give a dog chocolate or grapes?
I don't know exactly. I just know I'm not supposed to do it, so I don't. So, point being, you just never know. You never know what kind of effect it has. It's NBC News that has the picture of all the bottles just being strewn about at this liquor store. Do you think the next step for the raccoon is like Binnie's? Because if you don't have it at Binnie's, then it's probably not worth drinking. Isn't that the thing? So, like, do you think the raccoon would have had a better time at Binnie's or something?
Well, yeah, if it's worth drinking, right?
That's, or like Garfield's, for example?
Yeah, I think he would have had a better time.
At Garfield's, they have a bar. Do you find the raccoon seated at the bar at Garfield's?
That's what I was going to say. I feel like he would have had a better time, he or she, at an actual bar, an establishment with the liquor in there.
You just pan to the raccoon just seated nicely with a nice little glass of
watching the game.
Whiskey neat.
Watching the game.
But it is really funny because the problem is it clearly looks like somebody drunk just did drunk things at a liquor store. That's not really news. The news is it wasn't a person.
I don't know. If they found a person face down in the bathroom in the same manner they found that raccoon with the store and the shambles it was in, I think that'd be a story as well.
It probably would be. My cousin used to work at a liquor store like part-time. She would make the gift baskets and stuff. I didn't even know that was a thing.
somebody's got to make the gift baskets, right?
Right, but I didn't know that.
You could have a job doing that?
Well, or that I thought the gift baskets oftentimes came pre-made from like whatever distributor. But no, she was the one like putting them together.
I haven't been to a liquor store in like 3 years, maybe.
I was at Captain Jack's in Oak Forest.
Well, yeah.
For Remy Martin a couple weeks
ago. That's an official station appearance.
And I'm going to go to Garfield's next week. I'm kind of looking forward to it because I have never been and I've heard a lot of good things and I want to check out this little bar. Well, it sounds cool.
I hope that you imbibe safely.
I need to just keep those pictures. And like...
In your mind?
No, just on my phone. In case somebody's like, how was your night? And if that ever comes up, that's the picture I send. Just passed out raccoon.
Feeling is that you'd be so drunk, you'd forget about the picture and forget to send it.
Yeah, probably.
That's what sucks
about
it.
I'm not planning this very well.
No. I just, that would suck that you had the forethought to have the picture on your phone, but then you can't send it.
And at the rate I'm going, that's two drinks these days.
Maybe you should send that picture to Clay. He put it on his phone.
Clay's got the metabolism of a hummingbird.
Does
he
doesn't
have to worry about that stuff.
Does he, though?
Clay's burning calories right now.
Muscle memory and such.
Technically, I think we're all burning calories right now. It's just a matter of how many. Like, maybe I burned a calorie the last hour.
Clay's going to yell at me for drinking hot chocolate and eating a Kind bar.
A Kind bar is going to be a problem?
Man, he's going to be like, that's not whole food.
Hey, speaking of Remy Martin... Caller 6 and 7 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th. That's with special guest Noah Sewell. I am hosting our Football After Dark with Deshaun Wright. It was fantastic. It is all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. I was going to say, somebody get that raccoon some Remy, but no, that's not a good idea either.
Also, I looked it up. Chocolate is toxic to dogs because it contains theobromine and caffeine, which are similar compounds and cause similar clinical signs such as increase in heart rate, blood pressure, agitation, tremors, and seizures.
Yeah, don't give dogs chocolate.
I got that now. I will not be giving Roz, the German Shepherd, at my mom's house, chocolate.
Yeah, no chocolate for Roz. Clay Harbor, he's burning calories. He's probably lifting a weight. He's on next with us here on Rahimi Harris on Dan Grody on 670 The Score.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.